It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices catch-up, and I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well, thank you.
This week we have a number of things that people can get involved with. Firstly, the Challenge team are wanting some feedback on the Marathon Mate sign-up and thinking about that again for this year. We also have an opportunity for people in West Sussex to help out with the iHealth service there, and also something to do with digital transport. So firstly, Claire, the Marathon Mates and the Challenge team are looking for some feedback.
That's right, Toby. So to explain, maybe for those of you who aren't familiar with Marathon Mates, it is a virtual marathon challenge where participants pair up and they can split the marathon distance, so that's 26.2 miles, between them over the space of a month. And you can split the distance however you want. So one person, you know, run X amount, the other person run more. It's just whatever you like. And you can pair up with your partner, your housemate, a guide runner, or a little bit different, you can virtually pair up with someone who lives on the other side of the country, which is interesting. And we should be clear as well, Toby, that we're not at the moment inviting people to sign up via this opportunity. What the Challenge Events team is looking for is feedback from you about what your motivations might be for taking part in something like this. If, like myself, you might need a little bit more persuading to get involved in a marathon, we want to hear about that too. What would be a barrier for you? What would put you off? And is there any type of marketing that you would particularly respond to, any information about this event that you would find particularly interesting?
That's a great opportunity. And I think making sure that all the information that's going out is accessible and everybody can interact with it is really good, because I know our own Alan Russell did Marathon Mates last year and he did very well, I think. So a great way for not only giving some feedback, but taking part hopefully again this year. Claire, if people want to get involved with the survey, how can they take part and where can they find out more information?
Very simple, Toby. Simply just email involvement@rnib.org.uk. That's involvement@rnib.org.uk. And someone will be very happy to send you the link to the survey or give you more information if you'd like it.
Now we come to that request for people living in West Sussex to help out with eye care services in their area.
Yes, if you live in West Sussex, we would like to hear about your experiences of accessing eye care services. So this includes everything around, you know, the support you received at diagnosis, having someone to talk to, getting support to live independently, being able to access information, obtaining aids and equipment, and so forth. West Sussex County Council are in the process of reviewing the current healthcare and wellbeing needs of the local community. And this is to feedback to local decision-making powers. And they want to gain a full understanding of what local needs are, which is why we need your help. So whatever your feedback is about the support you received around eye care services, that might be positive or negative, it can help to shape the future of how eye care is provided by the NHS and other providers.
Claire, if people want to get involved, how can they?
Well, West Sussex County Council are holding two virtual focus groups to hear your views. And there will only be 4 to 5 people per group to allow for a more informal environment. And the places are going to be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, the groups are going to be taking place quite soon, on Monday the 15th of February from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and also Tuesday the 16th of February from 10 o'clock to 12. So if you would like to get involved and register your interest, please email Becky Tolliday, so that's B-E-K-I dot Tolliday, T-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y, at rnib.org.uk. And if you would like to share your story area, you're from the area, you can also complete an online survey answering some more specific questions. There's one survey for visually impaired adults and another for parents and carers of visually impaired children. And if surveys just aren't your thing, we're also looking for people from this area to just tell us your story about receiving support from eye care services. If you'd like to take part in any of these opportunities in West Sussex, again, please contact Becky Tolliday, and I'll repeat that email address, beki.tolliday@rnib.org.uk.
And finally, Claire, we come to a survey about digital transport.
Yes, we have been approached by Dr. Joy Dean, who is a researcher at Cambridge University. And she is looking for people with vision loss to take part in an interview study. And the purpose of this study is to get your opinions and experiences of digital transport services. So that might be something like booking your ticket online, apps to check timetables, that kind of thing. It's absolutely fine if you don't really use these services, because Dr. Jane wants to know why people don't use them as well as why they do use them. The aim of the study is to better understand what makes a digital transport product or a service work well or not so well. And these interviews are going to be conducted in the first half of February. They will take place online or over the phone and will last between 30 and 60 minutes. So if you're interested, all you need to do is email Dr. Dean, and her email address is jag76@cam.ac.uk. As soon as possible, I'll repeat that email address, jag76@cam.ac.uk.
Claire, how can listeners find out more about the latest involvement opportunities and get in touch?
Well, as ever, we would love to see new members over on our Connect Voices group, which is a private Facebook group. If you're already on Facebook, the simplest way to join is to log in and search for RNIB Connect Voices, then click join. If you would like more information about Connect Voices or any of the involvement opportunities we've discussed today, then please email involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can catch our fortnightly roundup on Audioboom. We just keep the clips there, so you can search for RNIB Connect Voices. And this clip will also be uploaded onto our telephone information line. And the number for that is 0203 432 1488.
Thank you, Claire Aldworth, RNIB Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. I'll chat to you next time.